another intense episode of Married at First Sight last night, and one guy who just seems to be not necessarily involved but connected to a lot of the drama is Patrick. He joins me right now. Pat, are you just sort of side of stage of all these things going on? What's happening?
It seems like I'm just getting myself involved in all the things. Some intentional and some unintentional.
Which ones are intentional?
Well, I think it was clear to see that I wanted Sam and Bryce to fight. And look, I have no regrets by that because that was a very entertaining dinner party to watch. But the Book and Brett one, that was just me being naive and I thought I was, you know, backing up a friend and did it the wrong way. But I wasn't stirring the pot up with Brett or Book at all.
Okay. All right. I mean, have you been in touch with either Bryce or Sam since the show's ended?
Yeah, so I keep in, you know, contact with Sam here and there. Not really Bryce. but Sam and I are fine. We're fine after that dinner party and yeah.
Okay. I mean, it does look like the next couple of episodes may be quite Bryce heavy, quite Bryce drama heavy. We're seeing in a preview that he, I think it looks like kisses Beck on the cheek and gets very sarcastic. What is the vibe coming up with these group trips?
Oh, well, this is like, honestly, without trying to boast, this is probably going to be the biggest week in match history. Just what happens this week is absolutely insane. You know, we just all go off to a couple's retreat. We're out of that bubble where we all act a little bit different. We're all, like, living on top of each other. And it's, like, one big house. And things have escalated. Because as we can see, there's already tension between, you know, Bryce and the group, but especially Bryce and Beck. And they have a few words to each other during the first night, and then it just escalates and escalates and escalates.
Now, you've been involved in two dramas, Pat. Are you involved in this drama at all?
I do get a little bit angry one night, as you know, some people may have seen the promo. But I wouldn't say I'm that heavily involved in the drama of the retreat.
Okay, there's no Pat behind the scenes pushing buttons.
No, I don't. Not that I can remember anyway. It was a long time ago, but I don't think so.
Oh, bring in the bad memory excuse. Good on you, Pat. Now, of course, let's talk your relationship. Things were very honest last night. How did you? Any regrets on how honest you were?
Yes, I do regret that. I have a bit of a. I like to joke a lot, as you guys, you've probably seen throughout the series so far. And sometimes I've no filter when I do joke, and in that moment, I just sort of it just came out. Then but looking back on it, it's probably a little bit disrespectful to Belle. So,
fair enough.
I didn't mean it like in a mean way.
All good, mate. Look, looking forward to see this drama you're talking of, and thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you so much.